This is Jimmy LaFave. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Talk to is ready to leave with the light of the morning. They've seen the end coming down long enough to believe they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. Sins I sit thinking about every man.
Thank you. What a gorgeous way to kick off Tell the Band to Go Home. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, and my microphone is too loud. There we go. How about that? Here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. And, that right there is good stuff. That's the great Jimmy LaFave doing a Jackson Brown song from an album that he put together, Jimmy did, called Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Brown. Lots of great folks that we know and love on that particular project. And Jackson Brown was in town last night at the Big Walker Theater. The reviews I've seen online said it was pretty great, which is no surprise. Kind of wish I could have been in two places at once, but I was at a different show, which we'll talk about in just a second. If you weren't listening to us on Thursday or haven't heard the news, there's some sad news about the great Jimmy LaFave. And we will play you a bunch of different Jimmy stuff tonight than we did this afternoon, anyway, than we did on Thursday night. We played a whole bunch on Thursday. And we'll tell you more about that coming up a little bit later on in the program. Couple of things coming up and some new stuff and, lots of time for whatever you want to hear. 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM, Jeff at telltheband2gohome.com. If you want to send us an email, we're on the Facebook, Tell the Band to Go Home, on the Twitter, Jeff Robson, or, you know, swing on by. It's a nice day. It's not super warm, but it's not snowing, you know, so that's a plus. Because that wasn't that much fun yesterday. Oh well, Record Store Day was yesterday, and we'll play some Record Store Day stuff coming up just to help justify paying those ridiculous prices. It'll be nice to share some of that, and like I said, whatever else you would like to hear. Couldn't go to the Jackson Brown show because I was at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club, the return of our old pals Elliot Brood for an intimate and exciting show. They, no surprise, let us know that they'll be coming back for a bigger show in the fall once their new record comes out. But it was nice to see him, you know, back in the High and Lonesome Club. It's kind of, you know, it becomes a bit more of a loose and silly and fun show, I guess, there at the old High-Low. It's certainly not the same, you know, seeing him at the big concert theater. So I suspect, things were a little bit sillier and, there were some more interesting covers thrown in and then perhaps, you know, you might see every night. And we'll play a bit of both here for you. They did a couple of interesting covers. We will we'll get to one of them in just a second. Should I play the other one first? Here, yeah. Oh, I should do that. You know what I should do? I should plan my show at home, and then I wouldn't have to figure it out right here, right now. But I just realized that this makes a better intro than that other one. Oh yeah, then there's this one. Oh yeah, sure, here, okay, yeah, no, that's better. Let's do this one. So this was both fun and silly and unexpected last night, a cover of this particular track, and both Elliot Brood singers seem to be suffering from vocal ailments of some sort. I guess they're both a little sick. But the funny thing is, especially with Mark Sasso, his voice kind of sounds like barbed wire anyway. So we really didn't notice too much if he hadn't said that his voice was having so much trouble and hadn't kept calling for hot lemons to be brought to the stage. You might not have even noticed. He sounded fine to me, which is kind of funny. But they were saying that there was no way that they were going to be able to hit the high notes in this particular track, and they asked the Times Change crowd to help them out. And boy, did we ever! It was pretty fun, and we'll play you this version, which is done by another group of High and Lonesome favorites, some pals of ours. They're playing at the High and Lonesome again in May with Pat Temple. Here's something from our pals, the D-Rangers. Yeah.
saw could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. Sweet summertime. We were in love, oh no, far from. We were searching for some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could. Back room to the alley or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Working on our night moves. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. And it was summertime. Sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in, night moves.
Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves. this is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Secret drone wars, it's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Let your light
Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
That's the wrong button. Elliott Brood there from their latest record, right? Work and Love. They got a brand new record coming out soon. That was a song called Taken, which I now I'm not 100% positive because I don't really pay attention very well, but I'm pretty sure that that's the song that they said was kind of a reaction to Night Moves by Bob Seger. Mark let us know that that Bob Seger had lied to us all these years. We thought, you know, he was such a truthful, honest, telling it like it is. And it turns out that life just isn't like that. So they kind of had a response, and that was that. And so that explains why we played Night Moves on a singer-songwriter. And I do apologize for playing Night Moves. Normally, you know, I'd steer far away from a song that is so ubiquitous. You could probably turn on three stations in Winnipeg and hear that song right now. But I thought it was just such a fun thing. And also, I always wanted to play it back-to-back with Mike June's The Darkness, just to, you know, show how ridiculously similar they are. As a matter of fact, when I first heard Mike June do that song, I kind of thought that he was breaking into a cover of Night Moves, actually. So we played the Mike June there from Poor Man's Bible with his song The Darkness, and old Bob's Night Moves in there for you. Last night at the Elliott Brood Show, we also heard a great cover ending off the main set, Bad Moon Rising. We heard it rendered there by Emmylou Harris. And we also heard Runaway last night, and starting off that set last night, Elliott Brood with a whole lot of crowd participation. There we heard our good pals, the D-Rangers, who, like I said, are playing in May 12th, I believe, at the High and Lonesome Club with the great Pat Temple. That'll be pretty swell. So you might want to check that out. I think there's something else going on May 12th, though, isn't there? Pretty sure. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be hard to compete with that. Anywho, while we're playing unnecessary classic rock on the show, how about this one? Record Store Day is a great day for releasing just kind of weird and unnecessary stuff. But every once in a while, some of it's actually pretty cool. And although the price of this thing should have been against the law, it is pretty damn cool. It's called Live from Welcome to 1979. It's recorded direct live to lacquer. It is a cool little record Store Day record from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Bunch of cool covers on here, including a Prime Number and a couple of songs by the Rolling Stones, including this one right here. Why not? Record Store Day. We'll be right back.
guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and big shiny car. It's been the same way for years.
Hard harvesting, I thought you know. North Dakota to Kansas. I've been cutting that wheat and stacking that hay, and I'm trying to make a dollar a day. I've been hitting some hard harvesting, Lord. I've been walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you'd know. I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. Got a heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. I've been hitting some hard travel, Lord.
How do you like that? That's Heaven Bound. That is a group called E.L. Field's Gospel Wonders, featuring the late, great Sharon Jones in her first recordings. And that was a pretty cool little Record Store Day thing. It comes in this actual picture frame that you can stand up on your mantle if you want. And it's got a double-sided portrait, one of Sharon in high school. I don't know, some kind of grad photo, I guess. And another one of the band, featuring like 10 kids and Sharon Jones. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. So, you know, yes, it was overpriced. But I don't know. I don't feel too bad about that one. Before that, we heard Dolly Parton. They re-released her earliest recordings on Record Store Day. The proper single was Puppy Love, but we heard the B-side, Girl Left Alone. Kind of liked that one a little more. Before that, Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin, title track to their Record Store Day EP, Hard Travelin'. That's the old Woody Guthrie number. And, yeah. I was seriously thinking about taking that one back because it was way too much, but it looks nice and it sounded pretty good, so I guess we'll live with it. Before that, Steve Earle and the Dukes, they are pretty much annual members of the Record Store Day Steal Your Money Club, and they did it again this year, but man, it's pretty cool. It's a double-sided single recorded live at the Continental Club. We heard the old Waylon Jennings, that's his name, number. Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? And I don't know, I might like the other side a little bit more. It's a pretty rockin' version of Steve's Fixin' to Die, but I thought, you know, since we were talking covers and stuff, that one fit in a little better. So we'll endeavor to play the other side at some point. And Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit from their six-song Record Store Day EP. Live at the Welcome to 1979, we heard Can't You Hear Me Knockin'? And those aren't even the things that I most wanted on Record Store Day. That's the frustrating part. Well, I guess the Isbell was number one on my list. I shouldn't say that. That was number one. But there were a couple things that I still want that I'd love to be able to find. If anybody knows where I can get the Drive-By Truckers one, that's one for sure. Anywho, I think we're going to take a break and pay a couple of bills and come back and slow things down. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and hopefully you will continue to do so in just a couple of minutes.